I will just share the word of God briefly, and then we will praise God. The exhortation is titled, Understanding the Benefits of Thanksgiving and Praise. Understanding the benefit of thanksgiving and praise. When you understand the reason for anything, you do it with all your strength. You put more energy into it. And that is why God is bringing this word to us tonight, because as we get to understand the reason for praising God and the benefits that accrue to us when we praise Him, I'm sure you'll begin to do it much better. In Psalms chapter 47, verse 7, chapter 47, verse 6 to 7, the Bible said, sing praises to God, sing praises unto our King. Sing praises. Verse 7, for God is King of all the earth. Sing ye praises with understanding. It is your understanding of anything that makes you to emerge outstanding in doing it. And that is why we shall be looking at a couple of reasons, some of the benefits that we get when we praise God. And as you begin to engage in praising God the remaining days of this year, you will take delivery of what we shall be looking at tonight. Number one benefit when we praise God is you secure God's presence. Why? Because praise and thanksgiving is God's natural habitat. And so, everyone who spends time in praises secures God's presence. You know the way fish lives inside water. That is how God dwells in praise. Psalm 22 verse 3. The Bible says, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of the bread of life. So, if you praise God, if praise becomes your lifestyle, you carry His presence. His presence. If there is one thing that is so valuable to me, you can take anything but His presence. Don't tamper with it. And if there is one way I enjoy God's presence, is praising Him. Recently, as I was praying, He told me, look, three nights of praise. And I said, oh, Father, I will do it. Three nights vigil of praise, 3 days. And by the time I finished, I knew what God said to me. And most of those things, they are already happening. Praises to God brings His presence to bear in the life of a man. And so, if you want to walk in His presence continuously, praise Him. Praise Him. When you praise God always, whatsoever bows to God, bows to you. Whatsoever cannot stop God, cannot stop you. But you must be in the habit of always giving Him thanks. Psalms chapter 24, verse 7. The Bible says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be thou lifted up, ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come on in. And you know, the gate asked, who is that King of glory? And that is what some people are going through. You are asking gates to lift up their heads, and it's asking you, who are you? What you need to engage in that situation is praise. When that gate of that situation is telling you, who are you to tell me to lift up my head? Say, I know what to do. And what is that to do? Praise to God. The gate will lift up his head as you give him praise. Now, what more? Psalm 100 verse 4, one of my favorite scripture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his court with praise. Be thankful unto him. Be thankful unto him. So, thanksgiving opens up the gates to the presence of God. Hallelujah. From today, you begin to enjoy His presence in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Number two, engaging in praise and thanksgiving to God as a lifestyle positions you for a sudden visitation. it positions anyone for a sudden visitation from God. In Acts chapter 16, from verse 25 to 34, we see the story of Paul and Silas. They were kept in death row with their feet locked in stocks. And the prison door was firmly locked against them. The Bible said, but at midnight, Paul and Silas, they prayed. But they did not stop there. They engaged in praise. And as they began to sing and to praise God, it was not a gentle praise. Why? Because the Bible says the prisoners heard them. They were not praising in style. They were praising carelessly. Even though their feet were in a stock. And suddenly, the Bible says, there was an earthquake. So that the foundation of the prison was shaking. And immediately, all the doors were open. And everyone's bound was loosed. On account of praise. On account of praise. That bound that you have been carrying, so to speak, that thing that may have been stopping you, what God may be looking unto you to do may just be praise. You have prayed enough and nothing is happening. Try praise. You have been crying unto God for that particular thing and you are not seeing result. Why not try praise? Paul and Silas, they prayed. These guys were prayer warriors. But they looked at the situation and said, nothing is changing. And they engaged the jar of praise. And the prison door had no option but to open up unto them. That prison door will open as you praise him in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Number three, what is in praise? Praise and thanksgiving to God secures unusual, dramatic change of stories. Unexpected change of stories. You know, there are certain things you pray unto God for. You cry unto him. You fast. And God will just be folding his hand and washing. Waiting for you to give him what he feeds on. And as you switch over to praise, suddenly, you will see that dramatic change come to pass on account of praise. It secures unusual, because when you praise God, supernatural things you least expect happen. I have experienced it. And I think I've shared that testimony before. I remember years ago, 2013, I was waiting for my offer letter. They have already confirmed to me that we have given you this offer and you are preferred of all the 5 people that came for that interview. And I was waiting for a year, almost a year. I was waiting for them. They kept telling me, we'll get back to you. We'll get back to you. And so I went to God and said, Father, what's going on here? And he said, you know what to do. How come you are asking me what's going on? I said, praise. He said, yes. I said, okay. And then I took on to praise. By the time I was on the second day of praising God, when I got to my office, as I opened my email, the first email I saw, it was a letter, an email from the company. And I called my wife. I said, the email came. But I said, Lord, I have promised you I will praise you. I continued in that praise. Praising God is what you need to bring about that change of story. It's not how hard you pray. It is how hard you praise God. Now, in John chapter 11, we know the story from verse 41 to 44. We see the story of Lazarus. This guy was dead, 4 days gone. He was already buried and there in the tomb. When they sent to Jesus, he kept on with what he was doing. And afterwards he said, let's go and wake Lazarus up. Why was he so confident? Because he himself knew what to do. And so on the 4th day, he came to Bethany.
And when he got there, the sisters of Lazarus were crying. And they were saying, Lord, if you had been here, Lazarus wouldn't have died. But Jesus knew what to do. Now what happened? In verse 44 of that John chapter 41, the Bible said, then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee. Father, I thank thee. Father, I thank thee. Father, I thank thee. And after thanking God, he said, that they may believe that thou hast sent me. And when he had given thanks, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. He that was dead, wrapped in grave clothes, came out. And he said, loose him and let him go. Do you know why Jesus had to wait for 4 days? Because the Jews believed that when somebody dies, for 3 days, he will still be hovering around. His spirit will still be around. So he wanted them to be sure that Lazarus' spirit was no more around. He had gone to heaven. He wanted them to be really sure. So he waited an extra day. When he came, thanksgiving brought forth Lazarus. That's your Lazarus. Eh? You have been crying to God. Eh? Mary and Martha cried. 4 days they were crying. Calling unto God. Lazarus was a friend of Jesus. How come Lazarus died? And we said to Jesus, till now he has not come. Now it is too late. With thanksgiving, sir, man, nothing is too late. With thanksgiving, nothing can be too late. There may be something you are waiting on to God for. You have been crying and praying since January till this December. Eh? 3 days, 4 days remaining in this year is too much for God to turn it around. All you just need to do is to engage in rigorous thanksgiving and praise. And you will see that Lazarus comfort. Whatever that Lazarus may be, it is coming forth today. I say whatever that Lazarus may be, it is coming forth right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Try praise. Try thanksgiving. And that's what we are going to be doing now after this exhortation. Whatever that thing may be that you have been praying unto God for. You know, usually in victory nights like this, after the victory night, we'll call people to come outside for their needs and expectation. Today, we are going to dance and praise God for that need and that expectation. That is the strategy we are going to adopt. And you will see God deliver it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now, what else? When you give God thanks and praise, the impossible happens. You remember the story of 5 loaves and 2 fishes? The impossible. They were asking Jesus when he said, give them bread to eat. They said, this our master, is it like he's not understanding what we are seeing? 5,000 men, that means we also have 5,000 women minus children. Because when we have men, there is always a woman now, isn't it? Like you see my brother now, the wife is there. Then minus children, some of them may have 3 children, 4 children, maybe 10 children. They were all present in that meeting. So we are talking about almost 20 to 25,000. But, with thanksgiving, 5 loaves and 3 fishes delivered all they needed. It's not how much you have. It's not how much you have prayed. It is the value of the thanksgiving that you give to him that secures it. That story is in the book of Mark, chapter 6, verse 41. The Bible said, taking the 5 loaves, NIV, and the 2 fishes, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks. He gave thanks. He gave thanks. He gave thanks. And he gave it to the disciples. And the disciples to the people. And as they were distributing it, with thanksgiving in place, the thing kept on multiplying. It was just multiplying like this. 5,000 men were filled. And they took hold of 12 baskets more, extra, because of thanksgiving. Are you thanking God enough? The reason why you have been going through that situation is that you have not decided in your heart to give God thanks. Try God and say, Lord, for this situation, I'm not going to pray. I'm going to thank you for 1 week. If you don't answer me, I will thank you for 2 weeks. Okay, if you refuse, I will make it 1 month. If you say no, I will make it 6 months of thanking you. You will see God show up in a mighty way. God cannot resist thanksgiving. When you pray, God can tell you to wait. Just hold on. I'm coming. Hold on. But when you thank him, he steps into the situation. And when he steps in, answers are delivered. Are you ready to thank God tonight? Are you ready to praise God tonight? Not just tonight. I want us to continue to praise God all through the journey of our life. Make it a lifestyle. A lifestyle. It is not a joke. Thanksgiving has delivered more testimonies. I have seen praise and thanksgiving deliver more testimony than prayers. We love to pray. We also love to sing. But I'm talking about heartfelt praise. Not praise to entertain. I'm talking about that careless kind of praise. I know of a woman who was barren for 15 years in our church in Nigeria. And there was this praise night that we organized. They call it One Night with the King. And she started dancing. She was dancing so that the woman that was standing close to her said, what is the matter with you? Are you a soldier woman? How come? I said, are you a military woman? Because the way she was dancing and praising God, carelessly. Do you know, she took hold of twins. She came to the altar to dedicate twins just for praising God. 15 years of barrenness was terminated on account of thanksgiving. I've shared you my story. There have been several stories of what thanksgiving has done. Give God thanks. Lift those hands and say, Father, I thank you. Father, I give you praise. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Number 5. Praise and thanksgiving is not just funfair. It's not funfair. It is God's ordained instrument of warfare. Say to somebody, praise is not funfair. Say it like you mean. Say, praise is not funfair. It is an instrument of warfare. Oh, you don't believe it, eh? we'll soon see it in scripture. You don't. Praise is not just for dancing, no. It is an equipment of warfare. It is the highest machine gun. What's the highest of the atomic bomb? In God's instrument of warfare, praise. We'll see it in scripture. When we call praise warfare, we mean when you are praising God over that situation. Do you know what you are doing? You are simply taking that situation and handing over that battle to God. Hey. Praise and thanksgiving is one medium through which we hand over our battles unto God. I don't fight battles. I don't want to fight battles. And I know how to handle it over to him. When the battle is raging and you don't see any way through, praise God. By so doing, you just simply hand over the battle to God and you just take over behind him. But so many don't understand. Now, how do I know? Judges chapter 1, verse 2. In that scripture, you see God telling Judah to go up first to conquer a land by sending Judah. We read it, Judges chapter 1, verse 2, 1 and 2. He said, now, after the death of Joshua, it came to pass that the children of Israel asked the Lord, saying, Joshua is dead, though, I'm paraphrasing, who shall go up for us against the Canaanites to fight against them? And the Lord said, what was his prescription? He said, Judah shall go up. Behold,
I have delivered the land to him. And you know what Judah means? Judah means praise. Praise. It means thanksgiving. It means to give thanks. It means to praise first. And so God said, you want to take over that land? Let praise go first. Let thanksgiving go first. And indeed, Judah went first. That was not the only scripture in which God recommended Judah. What about Judges chapter 20, verse 18? The Bible said, and the children of Israel arose and went up to the house of God and asked counsel and said, which of us shall go up first to the battle against the children of Benjamin? And the Lord said, what was his prescription? Let Judah go. Put it on the screen. He said, Judah first. Judah first. Judah first. But you know, most times we are quick to complain first. We do every other thing first, except praise God. When it seems like there is no way out, what are you doing first? Are you lifting up your voice and say, Lord, I thank you. I've been praying about this thing since the beginning of the year. Up till now, I have not seen rain. I have not seen wind. And the valley is not filled with water. But I give you thanks first. That's the secret. And the children of Judah put this to work in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 21. Very popular scripture. We shall be rounding up and there we'll be praying, praising God now. These three countries and other smaller countries, one each stronger than Judah. What did Judah do to them? I don't know. But three countries ganged up together. They were coming against Judah. One of such country is stronger than Judah. And while they were afar off, the message came to Jehoshaphat. Have you heard? These three mighty countries are coming against you. You have not heard? And he sent spies to check. And indeed, they were coming in mass. They were coming in mass to destroy one small Judah. Jehoshaphat fell on his face and prayed and prayed and prayed. Nothing happened. But Jehoshaphat was in the spirit. And he understood that Judah needed to go first. And so, after praying and fasting with everyone, even the little children, the Bible said, God spoke and said, go up against them. Do you know why God spoke? He already knew that Jehoshaphat had made up his mind to engage the instrument of praise. And so he said, go up against them tomorrow, for you shall surely defeat them. And immediately, the Bible says, he appointed singers. He appointed singers. He called the Bread of Life choir. It is time to go up. You know, they were going to face up with countries that are stronger than each of them. But they were sending TBOL choir in front. Brakibe, take the song. Let everybody be going. What a humor. Somebody with the physical eye will look at Jehoshaphat and say, what is going on with you? You are supposed to be putting your armored cars in front. You are supposed to be taking the mighty men of Israel, the men of Benjamin, that are they throw sling with their left hands and they are like giants. Put them in front. But no, he understood what to do. He set up singers and they began to sing and to praise. They were singing and praising and marching towards 2026. And they were praising God.
They were giving him thanks. Not minding the soldiers. Not minding the country that were coming against them. They were praising God. And they were singing, praise the Lord, for his mercies endures forever. Oh, give him thanks, for he is king. They were singing and dancing. The Kohathites. And while they were busy doing praise, the Bible said, God set ambushment against the enemy. I don't care who may have gone ahead of you, the devil that may have gone ahead of you, 2026, by the reason of the praise tonight, God will set ambushment against them in the mighty name of Jesus. Finally, and then we shall praise God. Praise and thanksgiving gives access to the voice of God. See, if there is one thing that I value so much, it is the voice of God. Because it is via the voice of God that you get direction. And as we are going into 2026, every head of family should be asking God, Lord, what are you saying? I tell you the secret tonight. The way to hear what God is saying concerning 2026, praise him. And you will hear. In 2 Kings chapter 3, verse 15, the Bible said, Elisha was speaking. They were asking him some questions. He said, but now, bring me a minstrel. The minstrel means a musician, the choir. And it came to pass, when the minstrel played, that the hand of the Lord came upon him. And he said, thus says the Lord. By the reason of praise, thus says the Lord came. Are you ready to praise God today? But you see, before we praise God, there is something we need to understand. Thank you, Jesus. Only songs give God acceptable praise. In other words, if you are not born again, your praise and thanksgiving is like noise to him. You have been running this year till you this very moment. You still have not surrendered your life to Christ. It is now. Hear what the Bible says in Amos chapter 5, verse 23 to 24. Take thou away from me the noise of your songs. Why? This God that so much loves praise is calling some set of praise noise. 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 For I will not hear the melody of your vows. He said, but let judgment run down as waters and righteousness as a mighty stream. So without the righteousness of Christ, your praise is but noise. You can jump up for all he cares. He closes his ear. He does not listen to such noise. And that is why we are going to call for altar call right now. Let us rise up on our feet. If you know, you understand better that you have not surrendered your life to Christ. Please, now lift up your hands and say, Lord, I surrender to you. I want to call up the choir now. Please come forth. If you know you have not surrendered, you are still struggling somewhere, lift up your hands and say, Lord, have mercy. I surrender. I surrender. I don't want my praise to be noise tonight in these 10 minutes that we shall be praising God. I surrender to you, Lord. Have mercy on me. I repent. I repent. I repent. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying.
Shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear of it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Amen. Amen. As I announced last Friday, The season of Thanksgiving is started. So last 3 days we were fasting. So now we are released. Another 3 days are there for us to enter into the new year. Just as a reminder, again on 31st, by 11:30, we are going together in this place for the new year service. Amen? Those who accepted, say, loud offering, clap offering to the Lord. So what we are expected to do all these 3 days, keep praising God and thanking God for what God has been to you. So that is the Thanksgiving. So the Thanksgiving, as we heard, the benefits of Thanksgiving, it goes on and off from the Bible, from the Genesis to Revelation. So remember that. How God bless you. Count all the blessings. Keep praising God, thanking God for what He has done. Do not think that or worried about what is not answered. That will be answered before these 3 days. God will answer. God is expecting us to praise Him. Just make a joyful noise unto the Lord. That's what God asking. Our expression of our love, expression of our thanksgiving. Keep singing in your home. Hallelujah. In your heart and make unto the Lord. Amen. Let us thank the Lord for this evening. Father God, we praise you and we thank you for your presence is always here. Today is a special day. Today is a special victory night. As we started and as reminded to thank you for what you have been to us. Yes, Lord, we have seen victories in our life. So now the time reminder is to count our blessings. And reminded us to thank you and to praise you in all our days of the rest of this year, O Father. Lord, we know that all of us who are set free in this evening, you will continue to keep them the way that you release them in this evening. The peace which we receive today will remain with us, O Father. As we have an expectant heart to enter the new year, Father, you will fulfill all our desires in our personal life, in our family life, in our spiritual life, Lord, in the ministry, Lord, we are expecting the great things. As we sang at the loss, you are not just God. You are not just big God. You are very big God. You are the great God. You are the very large God. Lord, you are covered the whole earth. Heavens and the earth all belongs to you. You are in our midst. We thank you. Understanding the truth as we are living from here, let the truth what we heard today remain with us forever. Until we meet again, help us to come with faith. Lord, expect the great things from you. Thank you, Lord, once again for each and every one of us. Thank you for Pastor, your servant whom you are used today. Thank you for the choir. Thank you for the musician. Thank you for the unity of spirit which was prevailing among us. Continue to help us to remain in this love, in this unity as you want us to be until we meet again. In the mighty and the wonderful name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we offer this prayer. Let us share the grace together. May the ace of grace, oh God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. Surely God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life.
We shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. Amen. Put our hands together for Lord Jesus Christ once again. There is light refreshment available outside. Please take part in that. Thank you. God bless you.